Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And this week there was very little South African economic data released, so I think we just need to focus on some of the US economic developments. Obviously we had US inflation out for the month of December, so I think we can chat through that, and then we've got the inauguration of President Trump today, and presumably shortly after that we'll start to see a flurry of executive orders released, and hopefully this time next week we'll better understand what Trump is trying to achieve and the way he's going about it. So I think for this week let's just focus on the US inflation data and discuss why markets were a little bit more encouraged by what happened to core
inflation.
For the month of December was released last week, and I think it generally surprised on the downside. At a headline level, inflation rose by 0.3%. That was in line with expectations, and what that did was to push up the annual rate of inflation from 2.7 to 2.9%. So no positive surprise in terms of the overall or the headline rate of inflation. The positive surprise was really related to core inflation. Core inflation rose by 0.2%. That was slightly below expectations. And so that brought down the annual rate of inflation for core inflation from 3.3% to 3.2%. Now, it's a modest surprise on the downside. It's not a major improvement, but it was enough to push up the US bond and equity markets after a couple of months of weakness, and we've seen the inflation data in the US being a little bit disappointing in recent months. So this month was seen as a favorable outcome, even though it was really just at the margin. If I break down the inflation data into its different components, at a headline level, I would argue that energy prices had a big effect on pushing up the headline inflation rate. At a core level, what seemed to help was that there's been a further slight moderation in shelter inflation. That's still going up at a fairly rapid pace, but I guess it has slowed over a period of time, and systematically the pressure on US shelter or rental inflation has been easing. In addition, if I look at some of the other areas there have been some concerns about, particularly motor vehicle insurance, car repair, etc., some of those pressure points have eased. There was, however, a big increase in airline fares during the month, but that data can be fairly erratic, so I wouldn't read necessarily too much into that. So you would say overall inflation numbers a little bit better, and as a consequence, equity markets and bond markets rallied directly in response to that. I don't think the inflation data is good enough to change the outlook for interest rates. At this stage, we still expect the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates on hold when they next meet at the end of January. In order for them to cut rates, I think you would have to have a much more convincing improvement in inflation, or at the same time, a deterioration in economic performance or in the unemployment rate, none of which seems to be materializing. So you would argue that US interest rates likely to remain unchanged for a couple of months, while the Federal Reserve assesses not just the outlook for inflation, but what Trump's policies are all about. We do expect a flurry of executive announcements shortly after Trump takes office, and some of those may relate to import duties. Obviously, the extent to which import duties are increased, that may represent further upward pressure on inflation, and clearly the Federal Reserve will pay careful attention to that. They will also pay careful attention to what Trump's policies mean for overall economic performance of the US economy. At this stage, it's expected that the US economic growth will remain reasonably robust, employment will remain strong, the US continues to add well in excess of 200,000 jobs a month. All of that, while it's good for economic growth, it's good for US equities, it's not the greatest environment if you're trying to bring inflation under control. And so the net result of all of this, I think, means that inflation struggles to still get down to the 2% level. In fact, I don't think it's in this cycle it's going to get down to the 2% level. And it also means that US Federal Reserve will be reluctant generally to take interest rates significantly below the current level. And so we're going to end up with a level of interest rates that is higher on average than we've had in the past, and probably an inflation rate that is also a little bit above the inflation target of 2%. Hope that helps, and next week we'll focus on some of the policy announcements from newly elected president.
So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.